His word, it's just like it never fails, that God always has something that he wants to talk to us about. And I would be concerned if he didn't. For God, you know, when you have a good friend, you always got something to talk about, right? You can talk to a friend, and there's always something you can talk about with that friend. And the Lord spoke to us this at the beginning of the year for 2022. It says that we're going to, as we wait on the Lord, we're going to soar, and we're going to run, and we're going to walk. So you're going to do all three, because God's going to give you the strength to fly, and he's going to give you the wings to fly, right, and the legs to run, and the feet to walk. Because, amen, sometimes when you walk a lot, your feet do hurt. But God knows how to do it. So I want to start off with that part of Isaiah chapter 40. And we're going to start in verse 27 just to remind us again of the vision. So my scripture to this year is Isaiah 40, 31. But I'm going to start in verse 27 to lead us in there. And the Lord said to Isaiah, and through Isaiah to Jacob, to Israel, he said, "Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right or my justice is disregarded by God? For have you not known, have you not heard, the Lord is the everlasting God. He's the creator of the ends of the earth. He doesn't faint. He doesn't grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint. And to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall be exhausted and fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They'll walk and not faint." So we're going to kind of hit this first, and then I'm going to take us to a place where I feel like the Lord's going to show us how to soar better, how to fly better, because we fly by faith. Amen? Amen. We walk by faith and we run by faith. So we're going to look at this section here. And when the complaint comes to God, why is my way hidden? Why aren't you watching me and the way that I go about, Lord? And why is my right, my justice, what comes to me, my right? And the Lord says to them, look, I don't grow weary, because sometimes things have a timing to them that's not your timing. And that's why the Lord says, I don't get weary waiting. I've got no problem waiting. Why? Because I don't get tired waiting. And I've been tired waiting. When I wait sometimes for things, I get nervous. I pace. I don't know about you, but I'm a pacer when it comes to waiting sometimes. I'll just walk around. That helps me deal with it. I'll pace or I'll walk. But the Lord doesn't get tired. He doesn't get weary over time. The second thing it says is understanding is unsearchable, because God is Lord of the time, and God is also Lord of the ways he does things. Just because God doesn't do it the way you think he should doesn't mean you're not going to get what God wants you. Sometimes we pray, guys, and it doesn't happen the way we think it's going to happen. Well, does it mean that God ain't going to do it? Come on, I'm trying to talk sense into us this morning. Sometimes God wants to do it another way. Well, his way is higher than your way. So stretch your wings out and fly and get higher in his ways. God wants to get us up to another level, and that means that he's not going to do it the way you think he's going to do it. And he may not do it in your time frame. And guess what? Go ahead and wait, because he will keep you strong over time. I know God's got me strong. The word of the Lord, I so thank what Don did. Don got bold in the Lord, and he prayed for me. Because I need it. I've been dealing with it, and I don't want to keep bringing it up. Why? Because our human nature says, oh, don't just keep talking about the same old thing. You know, and there are people dealing with life and death issues, but it slowed me down. He prayed the word of the Lord. The enemy has tried to slow me down all year long and started in January with that attack. And then my back has been, I've been doing really good. And then I did, and then the enemy would come in and I'd do really good again. I was like up and down all year long. So the Lord knows how to pray for us and how to keep us and how to strengthen us. We need each other to pray for one another. So look, God's timing is not our timing, and God's ways may not be our ways, but he will give us power to do what he wants us to do. Even if you see other people get tired, you're not going to be tired. And so we're going to wait on the Lord, and we're going to mount up with some wings in 2022. This is the year for us to soar with God. This is the year for us to run, and this is the year for us to walk, and we're not going to faint, we're not going to get tired, and we're not going to get the elevation that we need. Amen? Some big wings God wants to give you. Big wings. Big wings. Bigger wings. How about exchanging the wings we got, our little chicken wings, for some eagle wings? Amen. Glory to God. Amen. They're amazing. They are amazing. Okay, so we're going to look at one example. And I'm going to, you know what? By God's grace, I'm going to do this in 10 minutes, okay? By faith. That takes a lot of faith for a preacher not to take long. Okay? All right, Matthew chapter 8, verse 5. Matthew 8, verse 5. And we're going to talk to, this is one of my all-time favorite encounters in the gospel. And Jesus, in verse 5, Jesus enters Capernaum. Turn to your Bibles in there. We've got it up on the screen for you in your scripture. Write it down. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 5, we're going to talk about, I'm going to show you here, I feel like the centurion was able to mount up with wings in this situation, and I want to share with you why and what I feel like it's important about it for us. So when he had entered Capernaum, a centurion came forward. So I want you to pay attention here about the motion that's going on in this passage. Pay attention to the movement in what's going on here, because I believe that's what the Lord wants to show us, how to move with God. Turn to your neighbor and say, I want you to learn how to move with God. Amen. So if God's moving, you're moving with him. If your knees staying, you're staying with him. But you got to learn how to move. And so this man moved towards God. He saw Jesus and he made a beeline to Jesus. And this man was a centurion, which means he was a high-ranking officer. There weren't many centurions in Israel at that time, in Judea and Israel. He was a big shot. And that big shot made a beeline to Jesus. And he came to him. He came forward to him. And he appealed to him. That word appealing, it means he entreated him. He besought him. He asked him. He didn't command him. He did not command Jesus. His whole ministry, his whole life, his whole job was issuing orders, wasn't it? That's what centurions did. They commanded 100, at least 100, and I think maybe more. But they had a commanding presence about them, and they knew how to issue an order. But when he came to Jesus, he did not do anything like that. He came to Jesus. He came to Jesus, appealing to him, and he didn't. But he could have just as easily gotten one of his soldiers to command Jesus to come to him. Couldn't he? He could have done it. And actually, that's the way they were used to doing things. If you were a commander, if you were an officer, if you had rank, it was your job to tell people to come to you, not the other way around. Just like in me, it's the education business. He didn't call them to the principal's office. right? In the education business, you knew if you were going to the principal, he didn't come to you. You were brought to him. And you had to deal with the principal in his office. And sometimes the Board of Education got involved, for you guys know what I'm talking about. Applied to the seat of learning. Right, exactly. So this was not the scenario at all. This centurion went to Jesus where he was at, and he appealed to him. He did not command him or issue any orders. He said, Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed. My attendant, this person that's there for me, I'm his boss. He's lying paralyzed at home, suffering terribly. And he said to him, this is amazing. Jesus said, I will go. I will go and heal him. Now, when Jesus responded, he did not respond like a boss. He responded like a servant. Because servants are the ones who go when you ask them to. Right? He did not act like he was all that. Here's the King of Kings on the earth walking. He laid aside his royal garb and he took on the servant's clothes. And he says, I'm going to go and minister to your servant. I'm going to go and minister to your servant, which is amazing. Look how low he was willing to go. But the centurion replied, this is where it gets messed up, okay? Lord, I'm not worthy to have you come. I came to you, but I don't want you to come to my house. I don't want you to come under my roof. Only say the word. And my servant will be healed. For I too am a man under authority. Under rulership. That word authority means rulership. It means dominion. It means that you are there to be told what to do, where to go, what for everything. So that's what authority means. That means that when you're under it, that means you're... I'll explain more. I'm not going to go ahead of myself. But anyway, he was under authority with soldiers under me. And I say to one, go. There's the word motion, right? I told you to pay attention to motion. I say, go, and he goes. And I say, come, and he comes. Do this, and he does it. So when Jesus heard it, he marveled. And he said to those who followed him, truly I tell you, he's talking to his disciples now, his crew, the gang that was with him, his class, his classroom. He turns to his class and he says to them, I tell you, no one in Israel have I found such faith. I tell you, many will come from the east and the west and sit or recline at the table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into the outer darkness. In that place, there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And then he turns to Jesus, to the centurion. So he's speaking to his disciples, and then he turns to the centurion. And what does he tell him? Next slide. Go. You go. It will be done for you as you believed. And the servant was healed at that very moment. Wow. Wow. At that moment, the moment the centurion answered the call to go, he got his servant healed. The very first step he took, God answered. So when he got there, ready to do whatever it was that Jesus was wanting him to do, it was already done for him. Because his word, went before him. But he was willing to chase after the word of the Lord and not stay where he was at. He was willing to follow the word of God that went before him. He did not stay where he was. And I believe the Holy Spirit wants us to hear today that if you want to soar with Jesus and take flight, you need to be willing to go there. Not just stay there. The eagle had to stretch its wings in order to fly. Don't sit there with your wings against you and say, I'm not going to spread them out. Because God wants you to go somewhere. Don't expect Jesus to go. You go. And when you go, you'll see that his word has already gone before you. It's already gone. So you will see how the word of the Lord works in this situation. So let's break it down just a little bit. I've got 2 minutes to wrap it up. Okay? Our humility releases God's authority. Our humility releases God's authority, which releases God's power. Because he was willing, this big shot centurion was willing to go so Jesus wouldn't have to go. He was willing to take that place. Now, I feel that as me, John, growing up in America, this time of, you know, our country and whatever, too many times I do things simply because I have the power to do it. And so God's been dealing with me. John, don't do something just because you can. Well, I'm an American. I'm free. I can do whatever I want. Right? We were raised that way. Come on. But that can be a liability in the kingdom. It can be a liability. Because sometimes we'll do something just because we can. But it doesn't make it right. But then there are times when we even have authority or rulership, or we have control over something, and we do it because we've been given control to do that. And that doesn't mean that's always the best thing to do either. And that kind of hits on, and I feel like the Lord wants to hear this, because that's what Dave was talking about being led and making sure you're being led to where God really wants to lead you, right? That not all things that look godly are really God's will for you, right? Am I saying it right? Your message, that's the heart of his message. So just because it looks okay doesn't mean it's God's will. The centurion did not tell Jesus to heal his servant his way. He totally submitted to Jesus. You heal this servant the way you want to, and I'll go for it. And the centurion, Jesus, was amazed. I want to amaze Jesus sometime. I want to make him marvel at something for me because I was willing to turn that much over of my life to him. I want him to go, wow, that John Heiss, I can't believe he stepped out in that. Because it's totally not the way he thinks it's supposed to be done. It's totally not the way he thinks it's supposed to be done. He even thinks he doesn't even have the physical strength to do what he's doing. But I'm blessed by that because he's trusting me. He's trusting me with his life. He's trusting me with his intensity. He's giving it all to me and letting me do it my way in his life. My way. And God loves that. When God loves that and you step into the will of God and stretch those wings, you'll get to where he wants you to go. And then you'll see the word already preceded me. Her servant's been healed. It's been done. And you step in that confidence that it's already yours. I already have what I'm asking for. I'm already having it. I got it. So now I'm going to step into it and receive it. The centurion received what Jesus already did when he arrived, but he was willing to go and get it, not sit around with his wings tucked up against him. Amen? If we want to have great faith, we need to come to Jesus being ready to go. If we want to walk in great faith, come to Jesus ready to go. Come to Jesus ready to go. And when we go, God will have already done what we want him and what we need. Can you say amen to that? All right. Can we give God a praise? Stand to your feet right now. Come on. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Lord Jesus, we are ready to go. We're going to come to you and we're going to be ready to go when you say it. And Lord, we surrender our methods, we surrender our thoughts, we surrender our will, and we say, as King David said in Psalm 40, I delight to do your will, O God. Can we say that with King David? Here we go. I delight to do your will, O God. Your law is in my heart. It's in my heart. Amen. Let's thank the Lord for soaring in faith today. Amen.